Okay. Is the sound on? Because is your sound on?
I hear you.
Yeah,
I definitely hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think you can go ahead. Yeah, Mr. Shem, if we could hear you. So it's always a big schuss to hear Divrei Chidushim and Agada from Rabbi Ribner Shlita.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. B'shus the Rabbi Shachel Shlita, B'shus the Chavri Akel, the Chachmi Akel, Marziki Akel, B'shus Moronon, Rabbi Sai. It's a very unique opportunity to be able to come and speak, at least even at a distance, to the B'nai Kael. This Kael has a tremendous reputation in terms of the Aliyah of the Light and the dedication of the Light. It's a young Kael, but they've already established themselves very strongly, with an excellent reputation, so it's a B'nai Kael. And I'd like to begin discussing the Indian of the ongoing Machalikis throughout the B'nai Shemi, between the Tzedukim and the Pusher. That if you go through many different Gemaras and many different Masechtas, it's very common that the Gemara will bring a day of the Tzedukim and say that the Pusher argued on it and explain the argument. And with the many things that they will misak and today, the Hoitzi Midivon Chol Tzedukim. Now, the common understanding is that the sherish of the issue was that the Tzedukim did not accept the credibility of the Teirah Shvapet. They only accept the Teirah Shviksav, which is why most of the machlokes that you'll find in the Talmud is usually based when the Chachamim are coming with a drasha, like to explain that Ayin Tachasayin means moment and doesn't mean mamish, or to put your tefillin ben and echad is not literal, it means on your head. Doesn't mean that a fire cannot be burnt, it just he cannot light it on the Shabbos, but it could, if you let it Erev Shabbos, it may continue on Shabbos. These are all things that it's still rejected because they're not accepting the credibility of the Messiah of Teirah Shvav Peh, and they're only interested in Teirah. When you start counting the sphere, the Torah says Mochor Shabbos, and the Tzedukim said that that means Shabbos Bereshis, which would mean that you start to count the first Sunday after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Suppose Tezvav B'Nissan will fall out, let's say, on a Tuesday. The following Sunday is when you start to count, and 7 weeks later is that's when you make the Antum of Shavuos. And the Das HaEmes, the Das HaPrushim, was that Shabbos over here means Yontif, and means Machos HaPesach, and you start to count the day after Yontif, which is the Tez Zayin B'nis. Now, this Machlekes does not seem to have to do with the Pshutish HaMikra. It seems that even the Tzedukim are aware that just because the Torah says Machos HaShabbos does not dafka mean that Shabbos, Machos HaShabbos means the morning after the day of rest, and it can easily mean and we have two blot in Mesichta Menachos that discuss in detail the arguments that the Tzedukim had with Rabbi Yechim and Zaki about this, and none of them were saying that because the Torah is Shabbos, it has to be Shabbos. The Tzedukim had all different arguments, and Rabbi Yechim and Zaki was proving to them from the Hechrak Suvim, not Alpi Torah Shabbat, that it has to be Yontif. And interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchos Tevilim when Musaf came up with his own raya that it has to be Yontif, because he found the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that says that Mimachos HaPesach, that year they ate matzahs with kolu. Now, kolu is also up until you bring the Omer. And there they were matzahs, Mimachos HaPesach, so Shema Menor, the Yom HaKomis HaOmer would be on Mimachos HaPesach, not Shabbos. And that's all Pshut HaShemikha. And the Gemara tells us over there that the Tzedukim were sort of reduced. They were very overpowered by Rabbi Yechim and Zaki's arguments. And they were reduced to saying something like this. And he argued that since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Oyev Yisrael, he certainly would want that the vacation of Shavuot should be 2 days in a row. So if you start to count Machos HaShabbos, Shabbos Bereshis, that means 7 weeks later, there'll be a Shabbos and Sunday will be Shavuot. So of course he was the Oyev Yisrael, he certainly would want to give him 2 days off in a row. But if it means you start to count from Machos Yontif, so then, let's say if you under tell out on Tuesday, so then 7 weeks later, Tuesday will be Yom Shvi'is, and then Shabbos will be Yom Shvi'is, but it's not, they're not connected, they're not together. He wanted like an extended weekend. So this was the extent of what the student came up with. Now, this has nothing to do with the veracity of Teir Shmapet and the credibility and reliability of that Messiah. This seems to be a different issue. So if the student's problem was in accepting the Messiah, why are they insisting on this issue when to start the sphere? That is a big shaila. There's another place, and that is in Parashas Achrimos, in the Avodah of the Haktoros B'Yom Kippurim, that the Tzdukim and the Purushim had a very big machlokes throughout the Bayis Sheni, to the point that the Mishnah says in Sefer Perek Tamei de Yuma that every year the Ziknei Bezin would be Mashbiah, the Kohen Gadol, that he won't be mekalkel the avodah and he won't do it like the Tzdukim did. And they made him take oath about it. And the Gemara on Perek Tziulah explains what the machlekes was and where they were coming from. The Gemara says that the Tzdukim believed that the Maisa HaKtori you do b'chutz before you nichnas in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you nichnas as it's already being Malo Oshin from the Kteos. The Das HaEmes was that you mesachim b'fnim, that you go in with the Samamonim in one hand and the Gachelis in the other hand, and the Maisak Torah that you do b'fnim. So this was the ongoing machlokes, if you're supposed to be Misakim b'chutz k'das hatzdukim, or you're supposed to be Misakim b'fnim. And the Gemara there tells us where the Pushim were coming from, and the Gemara points to Pshutu Shemik and Mamish. I'll read you the Pasuk, it's Mamish Mefush and Pasuk like that. This is in Parashas Achrimos when it describes that we just couldn't go to be Yom Kippurim. It says, "V'lokach meloy amachta." I'm reading Pasuk Yudbeis. "V'lokach meloy amachta gach le'ish mi'alam esberech mufnei Hashem." He has the gecholim. "U'meloy chofnev k'teira samim daka." He has the k'teiras in the other hand. "V'hevi mi'beis la'parayches." "V'hevi mi'beis la'parayches" means you should go with beyond and inside, behind the parochas, and then state v'nasa nesakteiras alayish l'fnei Hashem. So it's clear, like the Pushim from the Pshutu Shemekhod, that he's supposed to be misakim b'fnei. The Tzdukim, the Gemara doesn't explain what he had to say about those Tzdukim, but they showed a different pasuk. And if you'll notice, they were matchik in the Pshutu Shemekhod in order to arrive at the conclusion that you misakim Bechutz and Nichmas as it's Malosh. They pointed to the beginning of the parasha that says, "Ki be'onon eiro l'akapayris." "Ki be'onon eiro l'akapayris" is a safe pasuk. The next pasuk is "Bezois yovei aharon l'akodesh." So they put together the beginning of the second pasuk with the end of the first pasuk. That "Bezois yovei aharon l'akodesh" means with the onon eiro l'akapayris. That Bezoisi should be Nichnas, that it's already being Malosh. And the Pshutu Shemikra is not the way. The Pshutu Shemikra is Bezoisi Yovi Aaron and HaKredish means with what follows, Befar Ben Bokal Chattas. But they made this sort of contraction with these two psukim to arrive at the conclusion that you have to be Mesachim B'chutz. Now, since the Rabbon over here are not coming from any Messiah of Teirish Ma'peh, they're coming from Pshutu Shemikra, so what does this have to do with the Machlekes, the Tzdukim, and the Pshutim? Why is this related, and how? And what does this have to do with Machlekes of Teirish Rapeh or not? And in order to explain this, it looks like that the Sheirish of the Machlekes of the Tzdukim and the Pshutim was actually on a different issue, and one of the ramifications of the Machlekes was accepting the truth of Teir Shemapeh, but that was only a detail and a prat. And in order to understand this, the best way would be to shtel to the Mishnah in beginning of Avos, the famous Mishnah of Antignas Yisrael Kibul Mishim Nasadik, And he taught everybody to be oivid shaloi amanas l'kabel pas, not to be oivid amanas l'kabel pas. Now the Rambam of the end of the Pesach Mishnah, being from Yerushalmi, that B'shas Antigon Shisaychi was teaching this. There were two Talmidim in this year. One of them's name was Tzadik, and one of them's name was Baisus. And they had a big misunderstanding as to what the Rebbe was saying. When the Rebbe said not to be Oivid Amanas of Habu Pras, they said, what does that mean? He's saying that there is no Pras at all? Is that what he means to say? And the statement that they released is recorded in Ovis Dagam Nasan. The statement went, could it be that a worker is going to work all day and not be mekabel schar? Like, what is Antigonus just saying that you should be oivid shalei amanas l'kabel pas, which they misunderstood and they took it as if there's no pas at all? Says the Rambam, because of that, they made this new movement and a break off movement from Klal Yisrael. When the mainstream of the masses of Klal Yisrael and embraced only Torah Shebichtav, and rejected Torah Shebaal-Peh. This is what the Rambam brings over here. And the problem is, there are two glaring problems. Problem number one is, by making that new movement, how did they cover for the problem? The issue of Shechav Einish is not related more to Torah Shebichtav than to Torah Shebaal-Peh. So they're making a break of movement because they want Shechav. And they believe that if the poyel zayis malacha kol ayim kula, he must get schar la'erev. How is that manifested in their new movement? You know, this issue that they're getting schar and not getting schar. What does it have to do? It doesn't relate to b'ksav about paying one more than the next, this issue of schar. Additionally, it's a little bit shver. Why did anyone explain to them that's not what Antigonus is saying? Antigonus was saying something much clearer. He was saying that you're supposed to be oivid shalei amanas l'kabel pas. He was not saying that there's no pas being offered. He never said that. Like, the whole thing was just built on a silly mistake. It just doesn't seem to make sense. So what it looks like, the kavanah of the Yerushalmi over here is to say like this. When Antigonus Yishayri was saying that you should be oivid shalei amanas l'kabel pas, he was saying, for sure there's going to be pas. But the attitude that a Yid has towards the press is not the attitude of somebody who worked for it and deserves it and has a right to demand it. The attitude that he has is that I'm an Eved of Rabbi Shalom, and if I'm an Eved, I have no demands on my own whatsoever. If he owns me, there's just no makom for me to make any kind of demand on it. It's almost like a person's animal is chamor is demanding of him to wash him or to cleanse him or to buy him clothing. There's just no makom. If you own the thing, there's no makom for it to have any fear. So Antigonus Yisrael was saying is that the way the Avdei Hashem look at it, that they have no rutzin on their own. Their rutzin is only the rutzin ha'odin. So they want the schar because the odin promised to give the schar. So they want that it should be mekuyim, the ratzon ha'odin, to give the schar. Just like all their lives, this Eved is only out to do the ratzon ha'odin, and he squelches his own ratzon, and the vatel is ratzon to the ratzon ha'odin. So his attitude to the schar is not that that's what I want, and it's my ratzon.
Your sound went out a little bit for the last minute or so, minute and a half.
Rabbi, he got booted off.
Can you call him and get him back on? Right, Pavelski, can you get him back on? Call him.
What happened?
Can you call him? Oh, there he is. He's on mute. Take him off mute.
How long have I been muted? Like, we should go back to mute. Where are we holding?
You were describing how the a proper Eved Hashem looks at the schara that Hashem will give him.
Okay, good. So something of basis were there, and they rejected that. They said that we are not Avdei Hashem. We are poilim. Their statement was, Ev shishiyase poilim melacha kolay and kulay ul'erav enim mekabel schar. It's just impossible. They did not accept that. They said, we are not Avodim. We don't have the same Ratzin as the Adam. We have our own Ratzin for Schar, and he has the Ratzin for Malacha. And there's a meeting point, but we don't have the same Ratzin, and we are Pailam Malacha. We are not Avodim Malacha. They were rejecting that thesis. And as soon as they rejected that, at that point, they had to come up with this, that there's no such thing as Teir HaShval Peh. Because when you have a Pailam and a Balabayas, you must write up everything in the shtar what you want. Suppose you're hiring this pile to build your home. You have to write very clearly how thick is going to be the sheetrock and what grade are going to be the hardwood floors and where is going to be a staircase. And you can never trust the pile because the pile does not have the same rutzah as you. The Balabayas has the rutzah for the malacha and the pile just wants the schar and he can never trust, he can never leave things to a verbal agreement. If you're an Eved, Lamokim, if you have that attitude like the Prushin do, like Antigone Shishaki was teaching, so then it makes sense that there's a Teir HaShval Peh. There's a certain amount that you write up in the Klal Union, but then the Pratim you leave to a verbal agreement, and it's not a misplaced trust. It would make a lot of sense to trust the Eved, because the Eved doesn't have his own Ratzon. The Eved's whole Ratzon is to be kind of Ratzon Od. So then there could be such a thing as Teir HaShval Peh. But as soon as the Tzugim by Susan came to this conclusion that we are not Avodim L'Mokum, we are only Poilim L'Mokum, so at that point they had to be Kaifin Teir HaShval Peh, but that was only one little fact. There were a number of other ramifications from their ideology. Let's talk about the next ramification. If you believe you're an Avodim L'Mokum, so you view Yitzhiz Mitzrayim vis-a-vis Matan Teira, as that we went from being Avdei Pari to Avdei Amokim. It would be as if that one Odin sold his Eved to another Odin. And there was never a minute of freedom. When one Odin sells an Eved to another Odin, there's no minute of freedom, and everything is done even without, on a certain level, without the Ratzon of the Eved. If you believe that you're Poel Amokim, so that means that you view the Yitzhiz Mitzrayim and the Matan Teira as not very connected to each other. You look at it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and he made us free people. Then on our own, we went into this deal that we'll be Mekayim the Teira, Manas to get all kinds of schar from the Rebbe Yishlam HaMashi, she should give us a Tisrol, and she should move our Chamazin, and make us Elyon Al Kol HaOretz. But it's not really related to the Yitzhiz Mitzrayim. The Yitzhiz Mitzrayim made us Ois Avdi Pari, made us free people. And now, on our own volition, we went into this deal to be a pile for the Ogden and to accept the Teir HaManas to get this high. But since they're not related, it doesn't make sense that the Sphira that seems to be Mekasha these seasons, I'm with the Matan Teira, that should start right away. If anything, what would make sense is, suppose somebody goes for an interview to get a job on a Tuesday afternoon, and he's Moitzachain Be'enei the Balabayas, and the Balabayas says, okay, yes, you're hired, I'd like you to work for me. The Balabayas doesn't right away put him in an office with a computer and tell him to start working. He says, come in Monday morning. At the beginning of the work cycle of the week, that's when you're going to start. But if you're an Eved, when an Odin buys an Eved on the Shuk, even if it's Tuesday afternoon, as soon as he buys him, he says, buddy, you're coming home with me right now. You don't wait for the beginning of the work cycle. So this was the issue. The Purushim looked at it that we have Odin Lamokim. So immediately we became now Avdi Amokim from Avdi Pari. So you have to start the Sfira Miyad the morning after the Yitzhiyah. But it still can believe that there were two unrelated things. And you have to start this work, this Poel Shach, you start at the beginning of the work of the week cycle, which the beginning of the work week cycle was always Sunday. So that's why they understood that Machos HaShabbos has to mean Shabbos Bereshis, it can't mean Yontif. It just wouldn't be appropriate since we just played on the Mokah. So this Machlekes didn't have to do with the Big Sabbath Mokah. This Machlekes went to the Sheirish of the issue. Are we playing on the Mokah or are we Avon Mokah? You know, what's interesting is that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that Stuki was angry that Klal Yisrael said Nasim and Ishma. The Gemara says a certain Stuki saw Rava that he was dripping blood from his Amelis Shoteira, and the Stuki made fun of him. And he said, you know, it was way too quick and I thought out that we said Nasim and Ishma. I'm a Pseza, and you're still the Pseza, that you're still doing it. It didn't make sense that Klal Yisrael should say Nasim and Ishma. The Stuki is upset at that. And that needs a shot because Nasim and Ishma, they said on Teira Shavuksav. And the Tzugi is pro-Teira Shavuksav. Like, what's his problem, punk with Nasim and Ishma? Now, the pshat is because if you are a Poel, there's no mokum to say Nasim and Ishma without even hearing what he wants. How do you sign a contract being behind yourself to no end, to all kinds of things without even hearing what the terms of the agreement are? If you're an Eved Lamokim, so if the Odin is going to overtax you, the Odin himself is going to lose because you're his mom. So it's not a misplaced trust to believe that he's not going to be matin on you more than you could do. So then you can have the right amuna of Tumas Yishovim Tanzheim and say, and be magdim nasal and ishma even without hearing what the terms are. But if you are a Poel, so the Ratzin of the Odin and the Ratzin of the Poel are two different signs, and the Odin is always trying to wrestle more work out of him, and the Poel is always trying to wrestle more money out of the Odin, they don't have the same Ratzin, so there's no mokum to sign the agreement without even seeing what it entails and what are its impositions. So that's when they were upset at this advice of Magnus Nasal Nishma. The Daddy tells the Gemara in Tainius that the Gemara says that the Mesakin, Chazal Mesakin, the same Oilam Bar Oilam in the Bishamigdish. Lahoiti Milibin Shol Tzukim Shoyoim Rem Ein Oilam El Echot. There's only one world and it's all Oilam Hazeh and there's Chavis Oilam Hazeh and there's no such thing as Oilam Abor. The reason why they were saying that there's no such thing as Oilam Abor and Ein Oilam El Echot. And they were not kafir and schar v'einish. They're saying this schar v'einish, but it's all olam hazeh. The reason why they were saying that is because since they believe that we're poelim lamokim, so kosev b'teira on a poel b'yoymoi titin tzchoroi v'loi sovei olov ha'shemesh. So it made no sense to say that we'll first get the schar and olam abo. And this is about tolan. You can't be mailing it. So they were sure that the schar is going to be b'olam hazeh. So that's where they started being kafir and olam abo also. That also wasn't an issue if it's a big salve about prayer. That issue had to do with are we avodim l'mokim, are we praying l'mokim? Do we accept what Antik and Shisayim was teaching that we're all avodim l'mokim, or we say that we are poilim and emshe shiasa poilim l'locha kolayim kula l'erbin mekab l'sfak. Okay, we're going to finish pretty soon. I just want to see if we can take this into the Kodesh Kodoshim now to explain what was the issue. If you misakim b'chutz kidas hatzdukim, and you nichnas as only be malosh kidas as that you go b'shnim, and that's when you make the ma'isak tov. The issue had to do with: are we poel l'mokim or are we avodim l'mokim? A poel's job when he finishes doing whatever he was contracted for, his job is to present the produce. The Odin is not worried about when he did it and how he did it. As long as he got the work done and he has what to present, he has the pay read, he has the produce, that is enough. So of course you have to be misaka b'chutz, and you come in as it's already maloshen, because he's not interested in the work. If you built a house by the Shema Mefarish, or it took you much longer, or it was harder, he's not interested. He's interested just in the payri, and that's what he's going to pay for. But an Eved, even though the other is interested in the payri, but he's also very interested in the work. Because every time he knocks in a nail, every bang he does, he's doing the Hatsan Arden, and he's doing Avdus for the Arden. So the das approaching that we are Avod L'mokim, it only made sense that you have to be Misakim Bifnim. You should come in and do Avodah. The main time for Avodah is on Yom Kippurim, in the Mokim Avodah L'fnai V'lifnim, in the Isha Avodah Kohen Gadol. And if there's a big machlekes between the Sukkim Approach and what Avodah is that Avdus or Poel is going to have to be manifested there. And the way it was manifested was with this mahalach. Are you misakim b'chutz? Are you misakim b'fnim? Do you come presenting the avoida or you come presenting the produce? And that is a direct consequence of their ongoing machlekes if we avod l'mokam or poil l'mokam. This is what I want to discuss with the alum, and please think it over, and I'd be happy to hear anybody's horse. I'm sorry if we're going overtime, but we started a few minutes late.
Thank you.
Okay, was it clear? Was it?
Very good.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Very good.
Okay, very good.
My connection. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
If anyone has any questions, you can feel free.
Get it, see.
So the interesting Gemara, very good.
It's interesting, but the only thing was the Gemara in Shabbos that he told too about the Stuki was doesn't say a who Stuki, it says a who Mummer or a Min. It says who Min, I think. Peches, right? Peches on Aleph, bottom.
Yeah, let's see.
Place with Rava.
Yeah. How it's Duki.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Oizvahadar, it's how it's Duki.
Uh-huh.
You have a dollar, then in the old Gesayis it's a Rahumina.
I hear.
So you go back to it's a good thing, yeah, you go back to the Oizvahadar, back to the basics.
Okay.
They say the proper guess was it's Duki.
Oh.
Itaka says in the Avos Darb Nosson that I just found it as he was talking, I was looking through. So he says like this. It says, and take the Shisrech Kibu Mishiman Atzadik, Koyo Imra, two Kavadam Shamshin Sarav, Amnasakawa Pras, Ella, Ivu Kavadam Shamshin of Shalman, Yamur Shamayim Alechem. That's what it says in Perkei Avos.
Right.
Yescharchem Kofel Lossed Lovoi. And Zkufa, the point was Shlomo Nasakal Pras, apparently, because you get more Schar and Olam Haba. So it's not in their Vart that they were saying the Olam Haba, I think.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Okay. Good. Very good. Okay, good to see you.